out with. Let's just get first reactions. What did you think of the movie?
Marvelous.
Loved it.
Right. Marvelous.
Well, I've already said that I like it that it came out positive.
Mm-hmm.
That it wasn't for the kept lost.
Yes.
At least it came out heroic.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I liked it.
Did anybody also read the book?
Yes.
Not yet.
You have?
Yes.
What did you think? How did it compare?
I thought they stayed very true to the book. The ending was a little bit more upbeat than the book was.
Right.
But by and large, they stayed very true to the novel.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how much of a novel it was, how much was based in reality. That was my question from the beginning of reading it.
Yeah.
I'm old enough that I remember how race relations were in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this was a very true depiction, a little bit nicer probably than reality was, but a very close depiction to the truth.
And also, everybody, since I'm recording things to put in notes later, if you would state your name and the year you were born before you speak for the first time. So what's your name?
I am Marie Spencer. Mm-hmm. I was born in 1948, so I'm right on the cusp of
okay.
the civil rights movement.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Okay. So did it, and to address that first question, she does, Catherine Stockett, say in the book, in her acknowledgments, that it is largely fiction. But she was born and raised in Mississippi. Her mom was actually her and the man who wrote the screenplay and directed the movie. They were both born and raised in Mississippi. Their mothers were single moms. I don't know why his was single, but hers was single because she got a divorce, and they did have black women in the house as domestic help to take care of them while her mom went to work, and I think his mom went to work also, and she goes on in her acknowledgments just to thank the women who raised her, and to say that the character Abilene is really not based on anyone. She has a name very similar to her brother's maid, but that everything is largely fiction. And given that it's largely fiction, and that both the backgrounds of both people, how did you all feel about both the novel? Well, only one's read the novel, so let's concentrate on the movie being written and directed by a white man.
I thought that was really phenomenal.
Really?
Because, you know, Marie...
Name and age,
I'm
sorry.
My name is Joy Owens, and I was born in 1958.
Okay.
And I know on my job, I was the only minority for over 25 years. And the perspective that we have of our cultures is totally different.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he really, that perspective that he took on the movie was really honest. And I'm glad it was honest, because at first I thought it was going to be a lot of fluff, because you know in Hollywood, they're just trying to make a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, you know, they've taken a great book, which at first I didn't know had been on the best-selling list as long as it had been.
Mm-hmm.
Really hadn't paid any attention to it. But then I noticed that one of the Disney companies took up the book, the rights. They made the movie. I said, it's got to be worth something, because that company will not deal with junk.
Right.
And I was really impressed. And one thing that Cindy and I were talking about at the end of the movie is that if there's not some Academy Awards given away to that cast and that movie and screenwriting and things like that, something's wrong with the movie industry today.
Yeah.
I would also like to raise a point about the cast and the production. I did not know, but my daughter is an avid movie and television fanatic,
mm-hmm.
and She said that one of the producers was one of Oprah Winfrey's
staff, the furniture guy.
And she said that she thought that had a great deal to do with the reality and the veracity of the movie.
Okay.
So, you know, anytime Oprah's involved in something, it's going to be.
He's pretty sensitive. And when we saw his name, and I kept thinking, is that the same guy that does all the colors and fabrics and stuff?
That is. Anybody else about it being written and directed by a white man? Yes, ma'am.
I'm Fanny King. I was born in 1935. And I felt from the beginning of the movie, I saw myself.
Mm-hmm.
I saw myself because from the age of 13 or 14, that was the first job I had, was as a babysitter and a maid, and I kept that for a long, long time until I finished college. But I thought that everything in the movie appeared to be, it was... Sometimes I felt like the maids held back because they couldn't really, when you're in a certain situation like that, you can't really express yourself because that's your livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
And one miscue and one misword and you're out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like that I could see myself the way I started out with babysitting and cooking, and although I could not cook, but they didn't know that. They were happy. But I saw myself there for many, many years. Even before I went to college, I felt what the people that played the maid role, I felt what they felt. And a lot of times you do have to bite your tongue, go into the room, regroup, and come back like it didn't happen. The adult didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like that, I don't know how many people actually had lived in that role before the writers. I don't know the history of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like they did really try to bring it out as much as they could about how good the feeling is.
Oh. Yeah.
Tyra Johnson, born 1966. And I just want to piggyback on some of the things Fanny said, because it reminds me of my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, she would always tell me stories of, you know, her service as a maid and what she had to do, her trying to learn how to read and write in the meantime and on the side. And, you know, she still had some of the little tablets and stuff she used to practice in way back when. But just like Fanny said, she would always tell me, you know, she would have to go in another room and regroup and come back out and, you know, put a smile on her face, even though she knew what was said or what was done was wrong. And, you know, I appreciate all her stories because it helps me to understand the history a little bit better and all the trials and tribulations that they did go through. That was shared, and especially the church, because she always talked about, you know, the dirt roads that they had to travel, and, you know, getting to church was very important because it, you know, was their livelihood. That's what kept them going through the week, making it through the week, you know, the friendship, you know, the sisterhood that they shared.
Good.
Yes,
ma'am.
My name is Nora Green, and I was born in 1949. And my comment is that I'm glad to know that we as black women and women have done something else ever since. You know, I saw you hear about being wet nurses and stuff like that. And then after slavery, to me it is, you know, we were the providers and the pushers and stuff like that. But people need to know what we was doing to keep our family together, to push our families or whatever. Other than being a wet nurse.
That's right.